So, they've been having conversations with some of you that are about how insight comes up when you're not meditating. And, sometimes we're at least expecting it, kind of like the fish tank story I assume Tuska told the other night. So, it does happen a lot for people. It's kind of a regular occurrence, and the depth and the frequency wouldn't be the same without all of the meditation time you do put in, like the meditation conditioning the mind and making it ripe for the insights to come up. So, we've been talking about chanting too with some people, that like chanting is similar in a way, and it kind of soaks into your mind, seeps in there, and after doing it every day, sometimes it pops up randomly, and when you're in a situation in life, sometimes you recognize something from the chanting and you have the same kind of insight, kind of feeling, this is what they were talking about. So it's kind of nice. It can help bring up the faith in the teachings. You can actually see it happening. It can be a good support. So hopefully that's working for those of you who aren't so into the chanting. Maybe it's sneaking in there anyway. So I thought I'd read some verses from the Tarikatha, the enlightened nuns from the Buddhist time. And they're ones where they're getting insights or getting enlightened when they're not on the cushion. So, kind of fun. Okay, we'll start with this one's about Patichara. So it says, when working the fields with plows, sowing seeds in the earth, and caring for wives and children, spouses and children, people generate wealth. I am not lazy or arrogant. I possess a virtuous life and practice the Buddhist training. So why am I not able to achieve Nibbana? I poured water on my feet to wash them. I saw that water flow down from high to low. I concentrated my mind very well on that incident. My mind became tame like the best type of horse. Then I took the lamp and entered my hut. With the light of the lamp, I found the bed and sat on it. To put out the flame, I pulled down the wick of the oil lamp. And that was the moment my mind was liberated from all defilements, just like the extinguishing of an oil lamp. These verses were said by Arahant Nun Patachara. So the next one is about Dantika. Going out from my daytime resting place on Mount Gijakuta, on the riverbank, I saw an elephant just after a bath. A man using a hook demanded the elephant stretch out his foot. The elephant stretched out its foot, and the man climbed up on its back. This elephant was previously untamed, but later it was tamed by people. I was watching how the elephant was taken under control. This incident struck my heart deeply. Having gone to the forest, I concentrated and tamed my mind. And this one is by the nun Siha. I kind of debated it needs a little disclaimer. Don't try this at home. Okay. Previously, in the beginning of my life as a nun, I thought in the wrong way. I was overwhelmed by desire for sensual pleasures. My mind was distracted, and I failed to control it. Because my mind was preoccupied with signs of attractiveness, I was obsessed with defilements. Being under the influence of lustful thoughts, I did not obtain any unification of mind. Back then, I was very thin, pale, and shabby. I suffered in that life for 7 years. Suffering from defilements, I did not achieve any spiritual happiness from the nun life. Finally, taking a rope, I went into the forest thinking, it is better to hang myself than to go back to the lower lay life. I made a strong noose and tied it to a branch of a tree. I put the noose around my neck. It was then that my mind was released completely from all defilements. And then one more. This is the Arahant Nanvetika. When I was in great pain, weak, with my youth gone, but still, leaning on a stick, I climbed the mountain Gijakuta. I put my bowl aside, turning it upside down, and put my double robe aside as well. I sat on a rock. There my mind was completely released from taints. I have attained the triple knowledge and completed the Buddhist training. We got a lot of rocks here you can sit on. And who knows, maybe one day there'll be the legend of the Arahant Bhikkhuni with really bad allergies. You've got enlightenment flowing in your nose. So I mean, it's like we can look at this and take heart, you know, like we can practice all the Brahmaviharas we've been talking about for ourselves and grow the metta and compassion and mudita and equanimity and have a lot of like acceptance and kindness for ourselves and where we are right now, because you never know, like we are putting in the conditions right now for insights to come up. We're practicing, we're using our retreat time well, everybody is trying, everyone here is doing good, even if it's hard, like people, we're all really working and we have the support from each other, so it's nice. And we are like moving up on our Nibbana-ometer together. Happy meditating.